Holy cow, here we go. It's coming. New season. However, a lot of new faces. First of all, I have two new members on my staff, Haley Sawyer, who played for me a year at Utah, joining our staff as an assistant coach, and then Tom Bird, coming from the University of Florida 1 year, where he served as a video coordinator, now hired as our director of ops. Also have a new sports information, Ryan Anderson. Also have a new athletic trainer, Stephanie. So a lot of new faces. So we had a lot of introductions and remembering of people's names. And then you have 12 members on our team this year. Four of those have seen action at the Division I level. Of the other eight, five of them are coming back from injury or having to redshirt due to a transfer year, and the other three are new freshmen. So we're kind of the common theme with our women's teams here at North Dakota State in terms of being young, really the youngest team since I've been here. Obviously lost six seniors the year I came in, did the same thing this past season with five. All of the scoring graduated with that, all the experience graduated with that. My first year we had a returning starter that was a senior, and three juniors that had a lot of playing time. We have one returning sophomore, Marina Whittle, who is our most dynamic, can be our biggest playmaker for us. And then you have Liz Kina and Holly Johnson in the mix, and then Alyssa Brown, who we actually put on scholarship this year. We'll have 2 years remaining with us, and then you add in Mickey Stephenson, Kayla, Katavia that are coming back from injury, and then you have Brooke Lamar, who will do her darndest to replace the dynamic Katie Burkle. Is as quick as Katie, has really put a lot of time into her game because she had to sit out having transferred from Southern Illinois. So we're learning a lot of patience, and that's probably not what a lot of people want to hear, but Coach Dehoff has to have a lot of patience because this is a young group. And trying to remind them on a daily basis because they have high expectations. Every athlete does that plays at this level, that plays at any level when you're competitive and passionate. And so I remind myself to remind them that you're very young. We're making good mistakes. And when I say that is they're very correctable mistakes in practice, but there's also a lot of encouraging things going on right now with the group of kids that we have. And first and foremost, it's a culture that's with this team. It's a work ethic that they bring every day in practice. And when you can get a group that buys into how hard they have to work at practice, strength and conditioning, then that solves a lot of your problems, and now you can do a lot of the X's and O's and fundamental training. So super excited for this group, about this group, what this group wants to accomplish. We have a lot of work to do. It's going to take time. I'm willing to put that time in and see where this thing takes us, because I've got a lot of kids that are driven. I have coaches that are driven, coaches that are putting in a lot of time, and we're ready to put this thing on the court on Wednesday. It's not polished. It's not supposed to be polished because we are young, but our intent is that we win the day. And today, right now, is the day we have to win. And everything that we do today will pay off for us in the end, and that's what our goal is. Questions?
Coach, what can Brooke Lamar do that we don't know here? What kind of player can she be for you?
Let's simply say that Brooke Lamar can make all of our players better. When she's on that floor in practice, the Mickey Stephensons, the Katavia Jones, they're better players because of Brooke Lamar. Kayla Beckin's a better player because of Brooke Lamar. When Brooke Lamar's off the floor, we're somewhat up and down. And when she comes back on the floor, all of our play rises. And when you have a point guard that can do that for you, that serves you greatly as a team because it gives our players confidence. And when she can put them in situations where they're successful, then they're obviously reaping the benefits of that, and then our team reaps the benefits of that. Defensively, she can influence our defense differently than blocking shots, because obviously with the graduation of Janae Burich at 6'5", that could alter things for us in the paint. She can do that with her ball pressure. So we expect her to be stingy and start our defensive attack. And so that's something that Brooke Lamar has been able to provide for us, and certainly hope that our fans can see.
Coach, you talk about having such a young team and so many new faces. When do you hope to have the chemistry? Is it by some elite player, hopefully before then?
You know, it's... You certainly want it today, you know, and there's times when I'm out there and, you know, we're scrimmaging, especially our male practice players that we're allowed to bring in. And there's days where we just, you know, we're flying high with them, and other days where we're, you know, we take a little step back and we're trying to play too fast. And so you think we're there, and then, you know, we take a small step back. And so all we want to do is see those steps be smaller and smaller. And obviously, the sooner it happens will be really our ability to carry over what we're trying to teach them. And what we're trying to do is keep the game really simple for them, but very fundamental. And if we can do the fundamental things within what we're doing offensively and defensively, then the picture will come together and will come quicker than maybe what we think it might. So a tough question to answer, but certainly something that we're paying attention to and want it to happen for this group.
Coach, you mentioned the three freshmen coming in. What do you expect their contribution to be this year?
Well, certainly out of my 5 years here, certainly the most fundamentally sound, high-level playing kids. So their learning curve in terms of being able to be told something on the court and they're being able to visualize it or understand it is far greater than some other kids that we've had. And so that's going to pay us big dividends. And then if they go out and they do something incorrectly, you can correct them and they'll learn from that very quickly. And so that's going to be huge because we would like some minutes from them. Emily Spear, she's a big 6-foot power kid that can provide, she'll run through. She'll run through you, and she pursues the ball relentlessly and can run the floor. So if we can get some easy baskets out of Emily Spear, that would be huge for us. And obviously, you know, the rebounding part of it. Hannah Bresky, what a talent. For her, it's just learning how to put the way she plays into this level. Because it is a game that's faster and quicker for her, but with her length and her smarts, she can adapt to the game fairly quickly, differently than other kids. And then obviously Bree Wattman, she's played at a high level. She actually played at a higher level than Marina Whittle. And right now she's projected to be a probable starter for us at our two guard, and then also can back up some minutes at the point guard position for Brooke Lamar. She too has the ability to really create for others. She's a southpaw kid, which is a lefty. Those kids are tough to defend, so we've been able to do some creative things with Bree. So those three kids are expected to give us some time. How much time all just depends on how quick they kind of fit into the mold of what we're doing, and then hopefully their minutes can grow for us.
You're expecting all three freshmen to play, though?
Yes, we are expecting all three freshmen to play.
Who are you starting?
Brooke Lamar at the point guard, Bree Wattman at our two, Marina Whittle at our three, Holly Johnson, and Liz Kina.
I'll keep you going then.
Well, I'm pretty comfortable right now with 8, 9 at this point. Really it's I think with young kids it's really kind of one of those given days. Who's going to have the day? I think Carrie's talked a little bit about it. Who's going to have the legs? Who's going to be able to sustain? So on one given day, you know, Hannah Bresky may be able to give you big minutes, and the next day, maybe not so much. Maybe, you know, Emily Spear, you find more minutes for her in certain situations. So right now, can we utilize 10? Can we utilize 12? I sure would like to. And we're trying to work that into practice right now against our practice players.
With such a young team, do you notice yourself mixing and matching personnel more?
Yes, because I'm trying to find out what really and who really works well together. Because part of that is when Brooke Lamar is off the floor and you have Bree Wattman running your point guard. So you have a freshman, you know, even though she's played at a high level, she's still with a bunch of new kids. And the high level that she played at was with a little bit different of an athlete. So the things that she was maybe able to do with some of those Australian players, we tend to not be ready for it. And so we're learning how to play with Bree, but we're also learning Bree how to play with our players too. The more that we can understand each other by playing with different rotations, and we've talked a lot about what each player does well. And if we can understand one thing that one player does well and put them in that situation, then we will all be successful regardless of the combination that we have on the floor. And that's what we're working to do.